This is Ask Pastor John. Settle in for a few minutes here as John Piper wrestles with questions of life and death, theology and practical wisdom, joy and suffering. The Bible says to Christians that this world is not our home. But John, it would seem that that phrase takes on an entirely different depth of meaning when spoken by an American Christian versus, say, an Iranian or Saudi Arabian Christian. We in the West tend to think it's more difficult to be a Christian in an Islamic country, but is that necessarily true?
There are different kinds of difficulties, aren't there? And no, it isn't necessarily true. There, it's more difficult perhaps because if you declare yourself openly, the negative and painful consequences are immediate and obvious, and therefore you make a choice and your life may depend on it or your family may depend on it. Whereas in America, nobody is going to kill you for being a Christian. Instead, the dangers are more subtle and probably more dangerous, and that's why it just may be more difficult to be a strong, vibrant, Christ-exalting, mission-driven Christian in America, because you know the parable about the soils where the sower sows the seed, and on the ground where the path is, the bird plucks it up, and that's the devil, and when the sun comes out, it dries it up, and that's persecution. Maybe that would be like the difficulty of being a Christian in a country where Christianity is illegal. But then you have this third soil where the thorns choke out the word, and that's called the pleasures and the cares of this world. That's America. That third soil is America, where to be a Christian is sometimes just easy. It's clubby. It's like you go to church, the music is nice, the air conditioning is nice, the lighting is nice, the friends are there, the children have something fun to do, the sermon is more or less interesting, and we have now been Christians today. And the people in the other country are underground. They must keep their voices quiet. They know that if they're found out, they will go to jail. I mean, those are two very different situations. And so I would say, it's easy to just slide into traditional religiosity in America, and we need to be summoned again and again to a biblical vision of countercultural, pilgrim-like Christianity, where this world, even America, is not our home, and we're taking steps to make sure that we put governors on our lifestyle, and we engage in acts of love that may be costly, and we're channeling our wealth towards those who need it most in terms of the receiving of the gospel and all that the gospel brings. So, yeah, it's really dangerous to live in America, and I think we ought to be very careful that we not equate American way with the Christian way.
This will seem to be an insane question to some, but as an American pastor, seeing what prosperity often does to us as believers, do you ever find yourself wishing or even praying for greater trials and challenges in the church around you?
I'm tempted to, let's put it that way. I'm tempted to because of the history of the church, meaning that times of persecution are times of purification. But I don't yield to the temptation to pray for persecution or to pray for greater trials in my own life because I think that is God's business, not mine. What I want to pray for the church is that we be pure, that we be powerful, that we be courageous, that we be loving. In other words, we govern our prayers by what we're commanded in the Scripture, and we're never commanded to get in trouble. We're never commanded to suffer. We're just commanded to accept suffering if suffering comes and accept it and rejoice in it. But I don't think we should pray that we suffer more, but pray that God would give us the grace to take whatever the consequences are when we enter into this very risky mission that we're on, which is almost the same. I know it's almost the same because if I say, all right, I'm going to live in a dangerous part of town, and I'm going to make my home available to people that I'm not sure about, and I'm going to be on the streets. That really is very close to the same as saying, I'm going to embrace suffering here. And so to pray for the courage to do that is almost the same as praying for suffering. And yet there is a very significant difference. One is jumping off the temple. We shouldn't jump off the temple and say, well, he promised to catch me at the bottom. That's the devil talking, right? Jump off the temple. The Bible says he'll catch you. And our situation shut me. Let's jump off the temple. But rather, if there's a person on the top of the temple tottering and ready to fall off, and I might risk my life to go climb up to the top of the temple to save that person, better go to the top of the temple and risk falling. There's a difference there.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library. Perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.